plane? No, it's a promotional message. I'm Sutsuba, by the way. I love you. Here we go. Surprise, I'm still here. This is just a quick reminder that you can listen ad-free and support your favorite repairman at patreon.com/battlebirdprod or drop them some cash via PayPal or Ko-fi by going to battlebird.productions and clicking support us. It would make us all very happy. Don't worry, sponsored ad. Your secret identity is safe with me. Anyway, here we go.
Microbytes, a wee thick space junk miniseries. Episode 5, an incredibly perilous mission.
Mission log from active agent Fringo. 1600 hours. I approach from the east via the indicated route in my specialist operative van. Security patrols and other blockades were avoided. As with many missions, we may deploy our machinery upon multiple targets, but there is one key target that matters the most. That cannot be overlooked. Collateral is fully authorized and encouraged, but I cannot miss my target. The son of a diplomat, already power hungry, clutching at anything he can grasp. His father's not much better. He's a man who can cripple whole cities with a pen stroke. A man legendary for his brokering of transplanetary deals. A man motivated by profit only. A man who has the power to gain any goal, and today he will come face to face with my determination. His son is Maxim Beneficius Dem, next in line, the heir to his father's work. A formal handover is, of course, a long way off, but it's vital that this mission is carried out now. Today. At 16:15, sharp. Weapon log, flashbangs, smoke bombs, and a concealed fine caliber jet hose capable of stunning a target at close range. Note to self, the plastic C6BAs can be blown up with minimal exertion. Overzealousness can cause explosion without warning. Payloads, lion, dragon, wolf ready to go. Cobra on hand as backup, but is only to be deployed as an emergency measure. This might not be a dignified job, but it's one that needs to be done.
Ah, Mr. Sprinkles, right on time. Come in, come in. Kids, the autumnal clown is here.
Hello, friends. I'm Mr. Sprinkles, and I'm here to make you laugh. I've got tricks and toys and magic galore. You, young lady, what would you say to a balloon wolf? A dog?
Yes, please.
Does anyone want to smell my flower?
Mission underway.
Water.
Entertainment guaranteed.
In the fifth episode of Microbytes, a Wee Fix Space Junk miniseries, Fringo was played by Chris Montague, and Mrs. Dem and the Child were played by Hedley Knights. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Hedley Knights for Battlebird Productions. Wee Fix Space Junk is possible thanks to the kind support of all of our patrons. This episode is dedicated to Moster. Visit battlebird.productions to support the show or buy merch from our store. In next week's Microbyte, we take a trip to the past. Penne is on a personal mission to take a decent nap, If only Automnicon missions didn't keep getting in the way.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, Martha, look, the new season is coming. Get the snacks ready.
Okay, okay.
In a dangerous new world.
While we can see the helicopters coming in, it looks like the teams are arriving for this season of Soul Survivor.
Live action role players will fight.
I'm Sequoia.
Just go.
I'm Myrna.
Grand Chicken in.
We agreed to just call me Sky.
Name's Dale.
I'm Cole.
Hannah.
To Bill.
I need the feathers for my arrows.
Sequoia, maybe you need to grab some things.
To outsmart.
Oh my god.
Wow. Well, look for us.
Not again.
To survive.
No, don't, no.
Facing Fate, Black Knight, available at facingfate.com and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, beginning June 14th.
I don't know if I want to live anymore. I just want it to end.
A Dumb Dragons production.